Unit 6. Professional Ethics.
职业道德。
4. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Part 1. Listen to the short conversations only once. Choose the appropriate letters, A through D, to answer each question. 1. Now it is 8:30, and the conference is scheduled to start in 30 minutes from now.
But I won't have been available by then, so inform everyone. We will kick off 1.5 hours later from now.
Question. When will the conference start, according to the woman? 2. You will get an annual pay of $80,000, and if you accomplish every sales goal, you can get a bonus of $20,000 every year.
What if I can't finish the task?
Question.What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. What can I do for you, sir?
When James comes back, can you have him call me at 5393-7462?
Question. What number should James call?
4. Every time it is connected to a new device like a printer, the computer reboots.I should have it scanned daily by the antivirus program installed weeks ago.
Take it easy. You just need a new AC adapter for your PC.
Question. What can you infer from the conversation? Part 2. Listen to the long conversation only once. Choose the appropriate letters, A through D, to answer each question.
I don't like my boss.
Why, Mary?
He always looks over my shoulder and bosses me around. Besides, I had been stuck in office until midnight for the last 2 weeks.
Did you get over your overtime pay?
Yeah, 50 yuan per hour work days and 75 yuan per hour on weekends.
That is pretty much.
But if I'm late for work or forget to punch my card on time, there will be a fine of 120 yuan.
Ours is much lower, about 1/3.
Good for you, Stephen.
But I recently found my office chatting with friends monitored by my boss.
Really? There should be some privacy there.
Well, one colleague even lost his job last month for criticizing the company's policy online. Now everyone in the office works like a cow, but is as mute as a fish.
My boss is no better than yours. Whenever I talk with him about my pay rise,He just gives me an empty promise.
At least you have his word. A couple of days ago, my boss announced to cut down our year-end bonus by 15%.
That will raise the employee turnover rates of your company dramatically.
Sure. I am now considering finding a new job.
Questions. 1. How much will Mary get if she works overtime for 1 hour each day for a 7-day week?
2. How much does Stephen have to pay for his lateness each time?
3. Which of the following statements is not true according to the conversation? Section B. Listen to a passage only once. Choose the appropriate letters A through D to answer each question.
Getting a well-paid job in a foreign company is something millions of Chinese job seekers dream of, but the findings of a recent survey may change their minds. Nearly 90% of Chinese staff in foreign companies suffer from work-related illnesses, according to a recent survey by the Horizon Research Consultancy Group. Of the 1,521 respondents,working for foreign companies, 91% reported symptoms such as burnout, stress, frustration, lack of sleep or numbness in the neck and shoulders after work, said Horizon. Those interviewed cited a total of 27 work-related symptoms. Interviews were carried out over the telephone, via email or fax, or face-to-face in 4 cities, including Beijing,Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Wuhan. And 15.4% of those surveyed said they suffered from at least 7 symptoms, which could lead to a breakdown or serious illness, according to Horizon analysts. Another 5% said they suffered from at least 10 symptoms, which indicated they were extremely overworked, said Horizon. Half of the respondents said they did little physical exercise, while many complained about working more than 10 hours a day, returning home late at night, and having to work over weekends. Of the most common symptoms of interviewees, 30% said they suffered from poor memory, as well as stress, mood swings, and accelerated aging. Middle-aged, highly paid employees were more vulnerable to work-related illnesses, according to the survey.
Questions. 1. What is the percentage of Chinese staff in foreign countries suffering from frustration?
2. How many ways were used to collect data?
3. What else is on the list of the most common symptoms besides poor memory, stress, and accelerated aging?
4. Which of the following is not true?